welcome to Life with the Girlfriends.
And it really is Life with the Girlfriends.
It's the good, the bad, the
good, the bad, the ugly.
Yes, and Christine today is feeling a little bit under the weather compared to I was. We still have our coughs, and you have a little bit more than I do.
Well, we said that I'm about 10 days behind you.
Yes.
And on the second go around.
Yes.
So, and you know, nothing is more, you know, boring than hearing, you know, people talk about their colds and stuff, but that's where we're at. That's life with a girlfriend.
That's right. That's life with a girlfriend.
You know, I just want to say though, you know, I love our intro song.
I
totally love it. And you know, I don't know the group, but it's, you know, I was a yeah girl, but it's such a great video. It's a black and white video on YouTube. If you want to go see it,
and
it's
just matches awesome. Us so well. Just want to be fun chicks. And that's what we want to be, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You can just imagine when you go to YouTube and you see this black and white video. That's me and Jules.
There you go.
That's
I
me
love
and Jules.
It.
We're wearing the go-go boots and the mini skirt.
And I just want to say to everybody, you can always find out more about us at ChristineMarieAndJulie.com, or you can get our book at TheClutterFlyEffect.com. And I love our book, The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so interesting because we wrote that about a year and a half ago, wouldn't you
mm-hmm.
think?
And I love the fact that we still get royalties every month.
I do, too. I love that.
I want to thank people.
And
we want to send you the free audio of us doing it. We don't have colds when we're doing this, the audio version of it.
Thank gosh. Thank you. Thank you, God, for that, because it would have been miserable. You know you've had the cold too long when you're just, you can't take one more cough drop.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do
I can't,
it.
Yeah. I put one in my mouth before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 15 seconds, and I had to kick it out because it was like, what? It just, I don't know, my taste buds are screwed up now.
Mm-hmm. They are. I understand that completely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because when we were watching before the radio show about an hour before, Food Channel has this new TV show on called Holiday Bake Off. And it's these eight
Yay.
Wonderful bakers. And not chefs, bakers. And I call myself a baker,
you
but
are.
I don't bake enough.
No.
And there were baking pies today. And oh, the memories just kept flooding back of how my grandmother used to make the best pies, and I would help her roll out the dough, and it was so lovely. We make homemade meringue pie.
Cream with, it's like a vanilla pudding with cream on top.
Yes.
And, oh, my gosh.
And I had all these memories flood through me, and it was, and yet I know that my taste buds, they don't work right now. Everything
mm-hmm.
tastes mellow.
Medicinal.
Yeah, like, not worth the calories, not worth the hassle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I felt with Thanksgiving. I felt like I'm
mm-hmm.
done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not getting a taste of it.
I think that's really true. Our engineer said, oh, he, you know, they had really good food and family and all. I mean, for us, because everybody that we were here had this kind of, you know, creeping crud of a cough and stuff, and it just didn't taste as good as we liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, the wine was good, yes.
Oh, yes.
But,
Well, the wine made you feel
warm.
Warm inside. You know, it gives you a different, it's not just the flavor of the wine. It also makes you feel all warm inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually just needs a little bit for me. I don't need a lot of wine to feel that way.
No.
But it was interesting because I had Thanksgiving with you guys, and then I had Thanksgiving the next day with Doug's family. And I had to be really careful. I just said, listen, I still have this cough. I don't know where it's coming from. I've released my resistance to it. I demand my healing. I've released any resistance I have to feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have this cough, and I want to be respectful. And he's like, everybody has it. Just come on over. I'm like, all right. Okay. And the truth is everybody did kind of have this lingering cough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it's coming from and so forth, but...
Mm-hmm.
It is. And so I'm not going to talk about it anymore. But I do want to say that with Life with the Girlfriends in the month of December, it's all basically us. Yes. We're having our next interview in January.
Mm-hmm. And we're choosing this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's purposeful.
Yeah. I mean, we certainly have people, you know, that we could interview.
Right.
It's just that we're trying, you know, it's just us, girlfriends.
Well, I love connecting with you, Mama. And mm-hmm. if people, I hope our girlfriends out there find it entertaining enough to mm-hmm. listen to it and get some value out of it, hopefully. I hope mm-hmm. to bring good content to you, to everyone out there, and have a little fun on a Sunday night mm-hmm. or play it back again when they're walking
mm-hmm.
and to listen to those crazy ladies on the radio. That would be my gift, yeah. my dream.
we're the crazy ladies now. All
yes.
Right.
Well, I guess crazy in love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love was life.
Yeah. I was, you know, as we went around the table saying what we're thankful for, I was thankful for you, girlfriend.
And I am definitely thankful for you.
Because I cut your hair this weekend.
Yes, and it looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It
only took 3 years.
Yes, about 3 years ago, I went to this new person to do my hair. And it just never looked right. Mm-hmm. And I went to somebody else, and I fell asleep in the chair, and I said I wanted to trim with some layers, and literally they took off about 3 to 5 inches. And I'm like, holy cow. And mm-hmm. all I could say was, it'll grow back.
Yeah.
But it really never did look the same mm-hmm. until now.
That's
it took
right.
3 years mm-hmm. for my hair to look the way I want it to look. There you go.
Yeah.
That's life.
I've been cutting yours and Dad's hair for, you know, a long decade.
You know our hair. I wanted to give you a break. I knew that you know, maybe mm-hmm. you were getting tired of cutting my hair.
I wasn't, though.
Oh, well, then I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're just coming back.
Yeah.
I thought being it was funny, selfless though, was not good for me.
During the presidential election,
mm-hmm.
You know, Norm's in the bathroom looking in the mirror, and he's like, do I look like Mitt Romney? And it was like, yeah, because I cut your hair like Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Exactly.
I need to have a visual.
Exactly. How funny is that? Because you did a good job that mm-hmm. it worked.
He didn't even know. He's like, I kind of look like Mitt Romney. I go, yeah. Not that I, you know, I'm like partial to his looks. I just kind of at that one moment in time, I liked his haircut.
Right, and that's perfectly good. And you did it. You mimicked it. And,
mm-hmm.
and Normana, who I would not have guessed would figure it out.
No.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Should we talk about Normana's new, you know what?
Well, I don't know if we're sure or not, because it's supposed to be a surprise.
Okay.
But I say let's do it.
No, I'm fine not to.
Well, now we have to.
You brought it up. Well, let's talk about Elliot. We could talk about that we have 6 days to go before Elliot comes to the Dixon household.
Yay! Yay, and Elliot is our new little Wheaton Terrier puppy,
mm-hmm.
and we can't wait for him to come. And we were trying to get names for the puppy, and Christine Marie is like, I want Elliot Stabler.
Mm-hmm.
Our homage to Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And I was talking to this one person, Quinners, and she said, you should name it Will. I go, Will? I go, why? He's a Wheaton Terrier. I go, oh, my gosh, Will Wheaton. I love that. So Will would have been our second choice, I think, but Will mm-hmm. is not really a great puppy name.
No, it's Elliot, and then he's going to be my guy.
Your guy.
So
exactly.
He'll have to come to, hey, guy, get over here. And then he can also answer to Elliot.
Yes.
But we're kind of getting things ready. We've got the dog cages. We got the little traveling cage. We've got two little puppy beds. And now we're trying to find one of those little, like, eight-sided or six-sided, like, little things that look like, it's like a doggy playpen.
Exactly. That's exactly what I would call it, doggy playpen.
Although we probably could just get a playpen. Probably get one, you know, a yard sale for like $3.
Oh, my gosh. That would actually be better,
wouldn't that be good? Okay, let's do that.
Save
Come
some
on.
Money. Why not?
Why not? Because he's going to be little for a while.
Yeah, and then he won't, and he won't need it.
Yeah.
And then Unless he's bad, we'll just throw him in the playpen.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in the playpen for a while, kiddo.
Well, you know, this is amazing because when, you know, you guys were growing up, I mean, a playpen was a staple.
Yeah.
I mean, that was you'd have that before you'd have a bed because you'd want to have a place to put the kid, you know.
And, right.
And it was your refuge. And, you know, and you'd... you'd make the playpen, you know, you'd have toys and, you know, pillows and your, you know, bottles. And it was like a safe place. But I don't think people these days have those.
I don't think they do either, to be honest with you.
No.
I don't know what it's about, unless it's because of the baby gates. They're able to contain them into a room, maybe.
Mm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that the playpen is not utilized enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, do they even sell them anymore?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not either.
Well, look, I mean, it's been a long time since either one of us had to deal with babies, so
mm-hmm.
I know my brother doesn't have one.
No, he never did.
Mm-mm. And I don't know why. Like you said, it's a great place to contain the kid while they're
mm-hmm.
growing,
mm-hmm.
and so you can at least do something mm-hmm. while they're in the playpen.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least you know that they won't be, you know, getting into too much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there was some legitimate reason why they don't exist anymore. I don't know. The netting wasn't too big. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it was. They were wooden, and you know, and then there was that netting, like the, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Like you're saying, a safety issue?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, anyway, during this hour that we got, there are about 55 minutes left or 50 minutes left, I got a couple of subjects I really want to talk to you about tonight.
I hope that your voice is good, because mine's not.
It sounds perfect over the radio.
Oh,
it sounds good.
Yeah.
The first thing I want to talk about is this idea of not waiting to the new year to have our New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't it be lovely to kind of play with that idea
mm-hmm.
and get to our transformation? You know.
Well, this is nothing new for us, because we do this early every year.
Exactly. And then I also want to talk about this idea about screwing the pooch.
All
when
right.
you've done a faux pas with to somebody else, or there's been some kind of mistake that you screwed the pooch, let's just face
mm-hmm.
it. And no matter how hard you try, you can't unscrew that pooch.
Mm-hmm.
And what do?
Mm-hmm.
You know? and finally, I kind of want to talk about, I've had this, I've watched, you okay, girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've watched in and out of reality shows off and on during this holiday season. Sometimes they have marathons on, right? And this theme keeps coming through that I want to explore a little bit. And I know we've talked about it before, but it comes up. It's this idea that we think so highly of ourselves right now. And
oh, I know where you're going with this one.
And I was watching one of the baking shows, and mm-hmm. the guy
did
not make it.
We're really into the Food Channel right now.
Oh, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy didn't win, and he knew why. He gave a poor pie.
Mm-hmm. And, a bloody pie.
Yes.
He cut himself, and he bled in his pie. Come on.
That's just
that's
why.
That's grounds for dismissal.
Exactly. But I think he says something to the fact, like, I know I'm the best. I'm like, oh, God, not this again.
Here we go.
Everybody thinks they're the best of everything. And then I was listening to, and I want to talk about that. I've got several different examples that hit me in the face mm-hmm. this week. And I want to talk about it a little bit, because there's got to be, I know where it's coming from, and I want to explore, how does it look on us now? How is that looking on us
mm-hmm.
compared to what the opposite was? And
are you talking about the you know the guy? You're still talking about the guy who said, you know, I know I'm the best.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I agree. I think it has. Can I talk about it? Or are you still?
Well, you know what? If you want to talk about it right now, let's go right to it. That's cool.
Okay. Or did you have something? I know that you have it all planned out, girlfriend.
No. Well, because I finally want to talk about how God is love. And so
after we're tearing this guy a new a-hole, okay.
And how
that's
how
for the girlfriends.
Yeah. And how this moment, this idea that, you know what, we talk about things that happen in threes. And through the last couple of weeks, I've been meditating on this idea that I've heard from different places, that love is not an emotion. It's an actual being. It's God.
Mm-hmm.
God is love. Therefore, love is God. I'm not sure if that's true, but just the idea that love
is a person.
Is a person or a being or the energy or whatever you want to call it. And I've heard it in several different places. I kind of want to explore that a little bit.
Oh, wow. That's pretty deep, girlfriend.
And we may not get to it because it might just be too deep for us. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm up for it.
Cool.
If I still have my voice by the end of the hour, I'll add my 2 cents.
So then, instead of going back to not waiting for the first of the year, we'll get to that in between.
Mm-hmm. But that's what Jack Canfield does. He's, and we didn't interview Jack, but we interviewed the president of Jack's company, Patty Aubrey.
Yes.
And to me, she's just as interesting and fascinating as I mean, we know Jack. You've interviewed him, mm-hmm. not on the radio, but you know, into your little speaker or whatever,
right.
you know. But he loves to have a great big event.
Yes.
Like, has it already transpired? Is it usually in October, isn't it, or something?
No, there's an event in February mm-hmm. as well in August.
Oh, and is the August one where they start doing their New Year's resolutions for the new
right.
year?
Right, both those things, February and August are the same one.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But I love the idea of, you know, this idea of, because everybody just like, New Year's resolutions, blah, blah, blah. But it's when you're not around the holidays and things haven't gotten crazy yet where you feel totally manic, out of control, and you're like, you know, I'm never going to eat another carb again, or, you know, when you can make some more thoughtful decisions, it's a good time to really
yes.
not just... I don't like calling them New Year's resolutions because I'd like to say what are our plans for this next year?
Yes.
If we're here 12, you know, if we are
God
left to be here 12
yes.
months from now, what do we want to have transpired in our lives, transformed in our lives, and you know, to do that thoughtfully, not just like, oh, you know, I want to win the lottery,
right.
but real hardcore, you know, decisions on how. We you know, and I would say that this year for us, you know, looked better than 12 months ago for us.
Oh yeah,
and 12 months before that, and that's because we're purposeful about that.
And things aren't perfect, and aren't where I would hope they have been, but I can definitely see improvement.
Yeah, that's our
band
tweaked
yeah.
your way to total transformation.
Exactly, and. I think the problem that we all have, and I had as well, is this idea that transformation is a one-time event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It really is more a renewal of the mind.
Yes.
And continually renewing, continuing releasing the clutter, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't have it all. We really can't. At least not at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can do, though, is going, okay, I would like this in my life, more of this. Well, my life's pretty full right now. I have to give it space. I have to create space for this new thing. And that's getting rid of the clutter,
mm-hmm.
the thing that's still holding you back to the old way of thinking
mm-hmm.
or the old life that no longer you are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And that old life has its own claws in you. I mean, it comes with people, commitments, habits.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with this whole bundle of stuff. And it doesn't want to give you up right away.
Mm-mm.
And it keeps pulling you back in sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so to make that commitment for the new and to drop that, those habits, those commitments, those connections even in the way they are, requires a big amount of faith and requires, I really feel, patience with yourself
mm-hmm.
and bravery because... Sometimes giving up those things feels like loss.
You bet, because we are asking, aren't we, for
yes.
more.
Yes.
We're asking for more. And to do that and to keep it, you know, requires us to give up stuff. And you're hoping that it's stuff that you no longer need, want, you know, bad habits.
Right.
You know, I mean, think about the times, I mean, I can remember, you know, decades ago where I'd have this girlfriend and we would just call each other and just seriously rag on people, you know, and
no.
like, just like,
no.
you know, and now I look at that, I go, oh my God, I would not want to spend 1 hour of
yes.
my life doing that.
Right.
I can't imagine it now.
Well, and I have a really dear friend who I still consider a very dear friend, but certainly our relationship has changed because I wouldn't call it clutter, but I think we both have moved on to different spots in our lives,
mm-hmm.
and we're just not running in the same circles mm-hmm. necessarily, and that's not a seasonal term, but just this idea that there are times in our lives when we can connect easier and times that we can't, and this mm-hmm. is a time that we can't connect very well.
Right.
And doesn't mean I don't love her the same, or I don't miss her, but at this moment, we both have other...
Mm-hmm. You're really on different pages.
Yes, exactly.
And so even when you come and you have that love, you know, yes. and that memory of all that, there are only... It's hard to find the things in your now where you can share.
Right.
You know, that's exactly right. I guess you could go back to old memories.
Yes, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Those are... There's something about being comfortable with somebody, but that comfortableness can be a crutch to the newness that you desire, that we all desire.
Yes.
I mean, we all desire safety, and we all desire just that newness, novelty, to keep our spirits alive
mm-hmm.
and to keep growing, because no matter who you talk to, it really is all about renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Renewal, rediscovering things, learning more.
And, you know, there are people that we know and that we've heard of that they desire to have that and that awakened life or whatever.
Yes.
And, excuse me, what they do is they just have this rip in their lives, and they just shed everything and go, you know, try to live in the jungle, or do you know what
right.
I mean? Just do something huge.
Right.
And then.
That's not tweaking.
No. And then wonder, like, I mean, yeah, you do become awake.
Yeah.
But it also, it may work out, but also it may be, you know, a big cluster what, you know? And so it's difficult to ride that wave. You know, it is like
yes.
surfing, isn't it?
And this is where I go to the point where I don't judge.
Because no. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Red flag.
Red flag. She's being judgy when she says she's not judging.
I have to tell you, Jo, every time.
I have been saying this a lot.
You've had been saying, I'm not going to judge.
Because I really feel like
and then
a judgy
you go and
person.
Judge.
I know. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Go ahead and judge. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, this idea that we
I'm not judging you on this.
No, thank you. of making these huge leaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is you leave a road of destruction in your path.
Yeah.
And yes, you've made the leap, and yes, you've had to work really hard to make this
mm-hmm.
transformation. And 2 years from now, it might look really good, but in the residue left behind is just crap.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and people, you just, you know, you've left people in
yes.
just like, what happened?
The wake of everything.
Yes. Yeah. And so there is a sweeter way of doing it,
mm-hmm.
and yet I don't want to judge people who've taken that path, because we only have one life to live,
mm-hmm.
and you should be able to live it the way you want to.
YOLO, baby.
Yes.
YOLO. and that's what your friend did. I mean, she walked away from everything.
Yes.
Husband, children, I mean,
right.
difficult, and walked into a crazy world.
Right.
Crazy world.
And then, even though now it's less crazy, the consequences are pretty severe.
Mm-hmm.
And we can choose to tweak ourselves there. And for one reason, we own it then.
Mm-hmm.
We own our transformation. We own our renewal.
Yeah, and you do own it. It's like one step at a time. And you can own something when you do it with sort of some sort of grace and dignity, just like, you know, a little bit here and then a little bit
yes.
there, and then, you know, finally you've made some movement, because it's kind of like the difference between healing and a miracle.
Yes.
See, like a miracle, it kind of like you go, hey, I had a miracle. You know, it's like an event.
Yes,
it's a one-time
thing. Yeah, boom. A miracle happened. Woohoo!
I had a miracle. And then, you know, 4 weeks later, you're like, oops, you know.
Miracle is gone. Somebody took my miracle away.
I need another
away.
One.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're kind of, you know, doing the whole, you know, process thing and learning and you know, it's the chances are it's not going to be ripped away from you, you know,
right.
in 5 or 6 weeks or you know, and it's kind of like, I always say that there are people out there that, like, when they have, like, oh, I, you know, like, well, they'll say, like, I quit smoking. And you're like, well, how long has it been? Oh, like 15 days. Now, I'm sure that's, like, amazing
yes.
to a smoker, but you're like, I would like be like, don't tell anybody, you know, until
yeah.
he's got
maybe
a mark.
Or, yeah, yeah, a month first.
Something, you know, because
yeah.
it's like premature whatever, you know.
Premature congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. Premature celebration.
Exactly.
Congratulations. That's exactly it.
Well, you know, because I've done that. I've given up sugar for a while,
mm-hmm.
a week. And I'm like, did you just have some sugar, Julie? I go, oh, yeah, I just had some sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. It doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, I'm having a taco bar a day, mm-hmm. or I'm having this a day. And you're like, this is not who I am,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, yes, I do think we need kind of space around those issues that we're trying to tweak our way to transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
forth.
That's why I think that it's nice to be thinking of where you want to be
yeah.
in a year without all the whatever, the mad resolutions and
right.
the craziness of the holidays. Because you're not in, I mean, already
yes.
I'm not in the right frame of mind.
Yes. How sane would your life be if you put in there now the sense of renewal?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The focus on is transformation, renewal of the mind.
Mm. And I'm reading some fabulous books about the brain right now.
Awesome.
And one is about back pain because of, you know, that's me right now. And but it's about what the brain is capable of and that we can renew our mind. We can renew our brain. It's, they call it neuroplasticity.
Yes.
That it can grow and it doesn't have to shrink and all that stuff, you know. So
one of the books I bought you was I bought you one of those books,
yes.
and it was interesting because this doctor was on Coast to Coast. I happened to be up driving, actually, and I listened to him. And he talked about 50% of your pain, if not more, comes from two sources. And one was not getting enough sleep and not dealing with stress appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting enough sleep and you have an abundance of stress, your pain is much more activated in your life. And when I heard that, fireworks went off in my head
mm-hmm.
because I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true. It's so true. Because in this world, sometimes we say, oh, just forget about sitting that extra hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can accomplish so much more. And
I mean, that's the first thing you hear, like,
yeah.
you know, Wayne Dyer, you know, I get up at 4.
Yeah.
I mean,
the
first thing that people do that or talk about success is that you limit your amount of sleep, and then
you're going to bed a lot earlier.
Yeah, exactly. But who does really?
Exactly. And so there's this idea that sleep is the most important part of your health.
I know.
And stress is how you manage your stress.
And can I say they to me the two are. Connected.
Yes.
If you're not sleeping, you're crabby, you're drinking more coffee, you're more
yes.
irritable, you know. I mean, you accuse me of, like, writing a check your butt can't cash.
Yes.
But, like, we were together, and I was tired and crabby, and I saw this guy that, you know, Norm doesn't like. he kind of... What did he do? He went and told on Norm or something.
I don't even think it was that. It was just more. It was more. He's a gossiper.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And
I cannot. I cannot take a man that does that. I don't know
right.
why.
Yes.
I don't know why. That's just my bias.
Yes. Like that's who you. As you judging, judger. You're a judger.
Yes. But tell what I did though.
And so we just happened to be in the same area where this man was at. He was doing his job. And my mom, Christy Marie, saw him, and I was driving her because we were changing, Dad and I were changing, and jobs, and he goes, she just started on a rant, like, you have a mother, and I'm like, what? It was almost like you were possessed.
I was, yeah.
And I remember Normano trying to get in the car. I said, get out of the car, I'll meet you someplace else. And he got out of the car, not really knowing what the hell was going on. And I'm reversing the car while Normano's jumping out of the car. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And I'm thinking to myself, there's a lot of noise back there. I'm thinking, hopefully this man has no idea what went down.
He did not know that I was just going to just like crawl.
I know. I'm like, what?
Grab him by the neck. I know. And see, that was me on lack of sleep.
Yes.
And high stress.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's not normal for me.
No. Well, there's that anxiety program that's out there. I can't remember what it's called, but the girlfriends out there know that I've dealt with anxiety in my life, and I had a time in my life where it was just really overtaking me for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
There were reasons. I had a business that was struggling and so forth, and doing my best, but I worked through it. I got through it, and it was just a time frame. But I remember this program that I got at the time said, you know, don't have caffeine. It makes you more anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have sugar, you know, or, mm-hmm. you know, it makes you more anxious. Mm-hmm. Get sleep. I'm like, oh, yes, of course. But the thing, when you're depressed, when you're feeling sad, you do the things that really are the total opposite of what you should be doing to help yourself not feel so bad.
Well, there's that one commercial. Is it Shaquille O'Neal? And he does those little, like, mini tens on his back.
Yes.
And on the bottom of the commercial in small print, it says that the tens tends to distract you from the pain.
It's a distraction.
And I mean, that's really true in terms of this new thing that we're talking about with the brain and the transforming of our mind. A lot of things, you know, help distract from the pain, like even like just meditation or soothing music. Mm-hmm. So anything that can calm you and get you clear, you know, and get you back in focus.
And I think that's the reason why we say the things that you've been waiting for to start, to have the renewal, if you can plug those in now to your life, they are a wonderful distraction from the stress of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, yes, the holidays are a blessed time. Lots full of family and friends. That's not stressful. And not eating a ton of stuff that you don't normally eat or drink, that's not stressing your body.
Mm.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea, if you could start the renewal process now, commit to it now, wow.
You know, I have an aunt out in California, and she's a widow, and the holidays are just absolutely not her favorite time of the year. She said she'd like to, you know, go to sleep, you know, on the 1st of November and wake up, you know, the 1st of the new year, you know. But she's found a way that now she works at, you know, food pantries, and she gives out, you know, food, and she gets into service now during these 2 months even more than she normally does, you know.
And it's a wonderful way to take the focus off herself.
Yeah.
And put on the love, put on compassion.
Yes.
And so forth.
Yes. I mean, obviously but it's a way of managing her stress, and it's through service.
I
kind of dig that.
I do.
Don't you?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I remember interviewing Patty
Aubrey. That's like
Aubrey.
Win-win.
Yes. I remember interviewing Patty Aubrey, you know, the president of
Dex.
And I remember asking her at the end, I said, what's the one thing you want to tell our audience, our lovelies out there? And she says, just do something.
Yeah.
Just do something.
Yeah.
Take your thought, take your dream, and just move it forward a little bit.
Just
do
move
something.
It forward a little bit.
And I think that's what we're saying.
And because we think that there's this whole generation up there that just, you know, thinks that they're just going to do it in one step.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of what you were referring to when you saw, like this one girl on the Food Channel, she got chopped, and she's walking down. She goes, you know, this ain't not the last of me.
Right.
You're gonna see my name in lights. You know, and you're like, you know, honey,
how about humility, girlfriend?
Yeah, where's your humility at? It's not attractive, but could this be the result of, you know, I've got good self-esteem gone awry.
Yes, I think it is.
People think, oh, you know, I got good self-esteem. I think highly of myself. You're going to see my name in lights, baby. Fame, you know,
right.
The whole thing. But that is not, first of all, I don't know if they know this, but it does not look good.
It doesn't.
It does not look good.
It lacks humility. And it lacks, any kind of reflective response, because it also talks, you know, this idea that, you know, with law of attraction, we were taught to really see the world as you want to be, not as it is,
mm-hmm.
to attract it, to bring it into manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Except what happens is get tired of people law of attracting it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want the truth where we're at right now. I know what you'd want to look like, but I don't know, how do I know how to get to that place if I don't know the truth at this moment?
That's the craziness. I mean, years ago when we were looking for a business manager, we, as naive as we were, chose somebody that was literally law of attractioning it to us. I'm going to give you this business, and it's going to be this way and that way. And we're like, oh,
wow.
And you came highly recommended.
Yes.
And all of a sudden,
highly recommended.
1 month goes by, and you know, the money's going out, but nothing's coming. And at some point, we realize that he's just law of attraction. He's saying
what he would like it to be.
What he wants it to be.
But he has no experience to back it up. And I'm like, I would have given the kid a break. I would have given the kid a shot, but he couldn't have charged me what he charged me then.
Right, right.
I want newbie discount.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
We want the truth.
We want the truth, and we want you to be... We want to live in hope. Hope is a good thing, but legitimate hope is even a better thing. So we want to be able to base legitimate hope on certain things, not just what you wanted it to be.
Right, and you can't... If you are seeing yourself running a marathon, and you can't even run a mile yet, the worst thing you could do is tell people, oh, yeah, I'm running 26.3 miles, or 26.1, or whatever it is. And then you go, oh, let's go for a run. Oh, okay. Yeah. 2 miles in. Holy mother of God. I thought I could law of attraction this into being. No, not yet. It takes time to manifest. You got to also be in training.
But I think some people think that they're doing what you're talking about, Julie. They're saying it in the belief that if they say it, it's enough.
Right.
And then you couple that with this sort of like... what they think is legitimate self-esteem,
right.
And it's not, you know,
exactly.
Where it's like, I'm this and I'm all that, and I'm going to be on YouTube and be a sensation, and you're going to discover me, and, you know, all this stuff. And somebody's not saying, you know, somebody's not checking them at the gate going, wait a minute, you know.
Right.
Here's what really needs to be done, and this is what it really needs to look like.
Right.
To do the hard work.
Exactly.
To get to where you want to be.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
And then add all that hard work and all that stuff, and then add a good dose of humility and thanksgiving. You know,
yes.
I'm grateful for the people that have mentored me and for the shoulders that I get to stand on.
Right.
You know, all that stuff. I don't know where in the world is Waldo on that stuff. I don't know what people are not, can't see that, you know?
Right.
And I'm thinking of this, I think it's a younger generation issue. And maybe it's not. Maybe I'm wrong in that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, because
God forbid somebody would say, you know, it would kill your dream. You know, it's wrong to say, you know, you want to be that. Well, that comes with a lot of hard work, and you got to get really good grades. And even if you get really good grades, the chances are you might not get into the school that, you know, do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like,
if you want to be a neurosurgeon, there are steps to take. It isn't thinking positively.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And yes, that's part of it, to know I can do this.
Right.
I can do this. I can get through this. I can see my life in this progression, and I can get to where I want to go.
Well, like when I, you know, years and years ago, I bought like a surgery kit for like...
You bought two of them, actually.
I got two of them,
I don't know, for end times. I don't know why.
I don't know if it was for Armageddon or what.
I think because you just don't like going to the doctor, so you're like, if I can,
and so
I
it
need
had
a
this,
surgery kit.
Like, tracheotomy kit in it, you know?
Yeah.
And,
did you say tracheotomy?
No, tracheotomy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, 2 months ago when Norm had that thing in his throat, you know, he had this bad cold and this big, it would have been a perfect time for me to open up the tracheotomy kit. But you know what? I didn't.
You didn't.
And you know what he did? He called the doctor.
Called the doctor. And guess what she did? She called us a prescription to get an inhaler. And like, guess what? In about 30 minutes, it worked perfectly. And Dad's like, thank you, God.
Thank you, God. I don't have a pen in my throat.
Yes. Because I visualize myself being that person that, you know,
yeah.
that I could, if need be.
Yeah, I would have done it. Somebody had to call
him.
That.
Yeah. I would have tricked him. It would have been fine. You know? Okay. Exactly. That is so funny. And so even with my cold and my lungs, because I know, here again, I know that this is this is where my weakness is in my immune system, my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
It has been my whole life. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just has been. And so people who know me going, God, you get another cold or whatever. And I'm like, yes. I go, but I know I'm getting better, you know, because I can't hide this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, do you have a cold? No, I don't have a cold at all.
I heard someone say,
I feel perfectly well.
I heard someone say, well, I have the symptoms of a cold.
Right.
That was sort of interesting.
I love that. Yeah. I like, that's not bad. I have the symptoms of a cold, but I know God is healing me right now.
Yeah, I'm not calling it.
I know, I know that I'm aligning with perfect health at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, that's cool. I can get that.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. I remember Wayne Dyer talked about one time. He goes, I never say that I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I never say it. Okay.
Oops.
Okay,
oops.
I'm tired.
Oops. I only say it about 20 times a day. Shoot.
And so, but when you are tired, what do you say? Oh, my body's really needing sleep, and sleep is great because mm-hmm. sleep is nourishing. And it, and like, you know, mm-hmm. I think that the universe or God or whatever you call your higher power gets it when they say, when you claim it as it is, knowing that you want it to be better anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're going to put our focus on getting it better.
Yes.
And I think that's the whole point. During this next 30-some days, where is your focus going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And can you get to a place where it's focusing on renewal, transformation, getting rid of that clutter, instead of focusing on literally the nonstop commercialism?
Mm-hmm. And it's craziness.
It is.
And you know, for me, I'm going to honor my D'Antoni nature.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get angry first.
Mm.
It doesn't really feel real mm-hmm. until I go, enough. You know,
yes.
I'm not spending one more penny.
Exactly.
I'm not doing one more thing. You know, and I start rebelling. And it's like the kid in me wants to rebel, and I get angry. But, you know, that seems to be the for me, the thing that lights, you know, the match that goes, okay, enough is enough. You know, the madness stops here.
Yes.
And I'm wanting to renew my mind. You know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's how you do it.
Exactly.
And so you can't, what is the line? You can't do the same thing over and over again and expect different results.
Right.
You can't keep doing.
Well, like, if you want something that you've never had before, you have to be willing do something that you've never done before.
Right.
And, Same thing, what you said.
But we're saying, though, we're not expecting you to walk away from your life, but we are expecting you to transform your mind, you know, renew your mind by walking one step away, you know, or one step in a different direction.
In a different direction.
Yeah.
In an area of your life if you want. Well, it's so funny because before we talk about screwing the pooch, there's something that I've always wanted to do and never gave it the attention it deserved, and that was play the guitar. I play it enough knowing that there's frets and there's strings and I can strum it. And I've gone through moments where I've tried for a week and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes real commitment.
Well, I know. And also, too, I mean, your brother is so great and awesome that it's hard to, I mean, you know what I mean? You just can't.
It is. But now that he has kids, he has less time for that stuff.
Yeah, so hey.
And so he doesn't bring his guitar around and so forth. But it is, so I have been seeing this commercial, and it is
Keith Urban.
Thank you.
Hello.
In 30 days, play like Keith Urban.
Yeah. See, you know what? One, you know, how many degrees of separation are you from Keith Urban if you get that guitar kit thing?
I'm going to say that his energy is all over that.
That's right.
And I want to do it. But I know that at this moment, it is There is no space in my life for that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things I'm working on right now that I've put in. They're new.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, well, I can't. I'm not going to even commit to that just yet.
You know, I feel the same way. I would love to study either like Italian or French. I would love
right.
that. But the commitment would be just crazy right now because there's
yeah.
other things that are
that are just more important.
Yeah,
that you're
working on.
It's
kind of nice, I guess, to have a. You know what? I bet you could do. I bet with all the stuff out there on the internet, I bet you could learn a word a day.
Yeah,
and at the end of a year, you'd have 356 words that you knew.
That's exactly right. You could.
I don't know. You know, it would be like, the loo, toilet. That would be one you want to learn. You're going to go to you know.
Police. You want to learn police and, you know, biblioteca for the library.
Tracheotomy.
Tracheid. Exactly. So, girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want to tell everybody out there, you know, if you want to find out more about us, you can go to ChristyMarieAndJulia.com or you can go to, you can email us at talktous@ChristyMarieAndJulia.com or get our lovely book, The Clutterfly Effect.
Thank you for that. I want to thank
total
you.
Total Transformation right. on Amazon.
Yes.
Or TheClutterflyEffect.com.
TheClutterflyEffect.com.
And start tweaking your way by decluttering your life.
Yeah, and it's a good time.
It really is.
It's a good time to start thinking about that, and we're here to help you.
Exactly.
You know, we're going through it. We're living it.
Yeah. So in the next 10 minutes, I kind of want to talk about this. I'm going to throw this idea out to you.
Okay.
And so next week, we'll probably talk about God and love.
Because now we're talking about screwing the pooch.
Right.
Aren't we?
I did, yes.
Okay.
So I was listening to a podcast, and I've had this situation come up. Where someone comes to you, a client, or you know, he wrote into this one podcast for advice, and he literally did something silly, got drunk, made a fool out of himself, and in front of a new love, and or a potential love, right? And screwed the pooch, and wanted to know what he could do to fix it, so the person would like him again. And he goes, "I can't unscrew the pooch if you screwed the pooch," you know.
True.
And so. Here, there are times in our lives that
so true.
No matter how hard we try, we don't make the best first impression.
Mm-hmm.
Or we make a mistake. And
you screw the pooch.
You screw the pooch.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how much you try to unscrew that pooch, it ain't getting unscrewed.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be unscrewed. And I remember that.
And I'm sure there's a YouTube video for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know what to do with that because you have a choice of really being hard-headed and try your darndest to unscrew that pooch.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember this one time I was purchasing a vehicle, like a box truck for us, and the transaction went fine, except the gentleman said, "Oh, I just have this check. Do you want me to go to the bank?" I go, "No, I'll go to the bank for you. I'll go. It's right across the street. You can stay at work, and I'll take care of it." And I went to the bank, and the woman was rude to me. And I was trying. I didn't think I was being rude back, but I was trying. And she asked for my license.
Mm-hmm.
And this is after waiting for 10 minutes. So I pulled my license out, but I flipped it out like it flew out of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she thought I threw it at her, but it really was a mistake because I started laughing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Oh my God, that's so embarrassing! I can't believe I did that."
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, "I'm not going to wait on you." And I'm like, "Holy cow!
What?
Yes!" And Literally, nothing I had done was malicious or out of that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, because that's not you at all.
No, but she's, I mean, it looked like my license flew at her, but it really mm-hmm. didn't. I was laying on the counter. It just mm-hmm. kind of felt like that. And then I just took it because I just, like, there's nothing I can do to change the situation.
Mm-hmm.
She has her opinion of me now.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it looks like. It just wasn't true,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was laughing because I go, "I can't believe." I started laughing. I'm like, "I can't believe that happened." And she
mm-hmm.
goes, "I'm not going to wait on you."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Oh my God!"
Mm-hmm.
And then,
wow,
yeah. And it was so
wow.
And so I had to wait for the other teller, and the other teller was taking so much time, and I wanted to leave, but I'm like, "I have to get my money." I'm being kind. And I thought to myself, no good deed goes unpunished, Julie Marie Peters. Mm-hmm. You know, no good deed goes unpunished.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because I was doing the person a favor by going to their bank and, mm-hmm. you know, I'll wait there and take mm-hmm. care of it for you.
I think, well, that is one of your, it
faults.
Is a good quality, but it is one of your faults. Same thing with driving. You always give everybody the right of way, and you end up causing more, here I am being.
Yeah,
know.
Judgy.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. And I'll let everybody know that I've never gotten into an accident. Right. I'm a very, very safe driver.
Right.
And I was brought up and taught that an accident, whether legally it's your fault or not, could have always been avoided.
Mm-hmm.
So my job is to always avoid accidents. And every one of you guys out there is a potential accident. You guys all want to hit me. So I'm having to watch very, very cautiously and be... And then I always say my prayers before I drive.
Yeah.
Which is, I say the prayer of Yabis. I don't know why. And then I say this prayer. I say, I ask all my non-physical support team to come in and let me be aware of what I need to be aware of and take over if you need to take over. Just in case.
I love your prayers. You have all different kinds. What's that one
excuse me.
About the doors? I like that one that you pray. You know,
I love that. I love that prayer so much.
Can you mm-hmm. can you say it real quick?
Yeah, I can. Lord, you know, open doors for me that no man can close, and close doors for me that no man can open, so I'm perfectly in your will.
Yeah.
And
amen.
I say that prayer because so many times, especially in the world that we live in, we are filled with so many options that... and possibilities, mm-hmm. that it's hard to know what's the right one for us. And I say that praying that, please guide me, because mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And so far it works pretty well.
It does, because, you know, years ago there was that expression, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, and if you really sit and you really meditate on it,
yeah.
I mean... Overall, you know, the individual things that happened may not have been, quote-unquote, good.
Right.
But all things do work together for good.
And I think if anything comes out of self-help, is that idea that we need to always make lemonade out of lemons.
Oh, you know I'm going to say my thing now.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Milk, lemonade, this is where... Okay, I won't say anymore. Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about screwing the pooch again.
So, yes. So I ask you, once you know that you've screwed the pooch, mm-hmm. you can't change someone's mind, how do you go about it when really your whole gut, your whole body tells you, make this person like you again.
Mm-hmm.
Make this person like
well,
you.
Well, I have a couple of ideas.
Okay.
My first one is...
And you've got about 3 minutes.
Oh, do I? Really? Mm-hmm. Well, my first one is, if it was my mother, you know, and I screwed the pooch,
yeah.
and there's nothing I can do. I mean, you can apologize, but it doesn't do one bit of good until whatever she's deemed at the time is up or whatever, then, you know, then it's fine.
Yes.
Now, if it's just for somebody else and I screwed the pooch, usually I man up, you know, put my big girl panties on and go, okay, I screwed the pooch. I can apologize. I can't expect someone to... you know, embrace me as it was before or whatever,
right.
And you just, like I said, you know, man up, put your big girl panties on. That's kind of, I guess that's, do they go together?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
And you know, move forward then, move on,
yeah.
and don't spend too much time, but hopefully enough that you don't screw the pooch again, because, you know, it is difficult to unscrew a pooch.
I think that's the key. I think, too, sometimes you just got to let the pooch be screwed. And then when it's done, things can kind of get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because during that process, you can't change anybody's opinion of you.
No.
And if you don't, and if you push the energy and not go with the flow of the river,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you dam that river up, nothing works.
Absolutely. And, you know, really, that is exactly right. Because... the river's got to flow, baby.
The river's
got
to
flow, and if it starts damming up and everything, that's when things break down.
Exactly. And so the answer is, when you've screwed the pooch and you really wanted not to have screwed the pooch,
mm-hmm.
you say your forgiveness, you forgive yourself, yeah. and then you move on as fast as possible.
Or maybe you throw cold water on that pooch.
That might work. that pooch might bite you then. Like, how dare you? I'm not done screwing the pooch. I'm not ready for cold water.
Julie doesn't get it.
I don't really get it.
I know
quite
you
yet.
Don't.
I don't really get it. So I'm not going to. I just like the phrase.
I'm going to have to give you a sex education course.
Okay. However that may be. So, I think that is our words of wisdom.
Oh.
Is this idea that...
W-O-W, Words of Wisdom by Christine Marie and Julie.
Wow. This idea that you have to just decide to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And typically that works. And the other person, if they're in your circle,
mm-hmm.
typically comes back. And if they're not in your circle, who gives a crap? Who cares? Move on.
And I love that, but I would like to add, as a psychotherapist, move on, but with reflection.
Do your work.
You know, but
I did learn that because I did learn that I probably was coming in
mm-hmm.
a bit frustrated,
mm-hmm.
and so my frustration might have came across a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and so I realized that you're right. Reflection does help. Everything's a learning
mm-hmm.
Situation.
Yeah, but I love the idea that we're putting it out there that people start their, not necessarily resolutions, but what they're, you know, wanting to transform
their renewal
in the next,
now.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, I want to say thank you, everyone, for listening to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
And I think we're going to call it Better Life with the Girlfriends, or More Life with
exactly.
the Girlfriends.
Exactly.
Or Wow, Words of Wisdom Life with the Girlfriends.
Sure. And you can
and
always
email
us. How many
times did we say screw the pooch tonight?
If you were drinking a shot every time, you'd be drunk on the floor.
That's right.
And so we want to say you can always email us at talktous@ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. And thank you. We hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope you have a wonderful Sunday night.
And buy the Clutterfly Effect book.
Thank you. It's a way of supporting us.
And you know what, girlfriend? Even though we had colds and all this kind of stuff, I think overall,
it was great.